G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
Self-discipline is a valuable skill to have as a Christian. Proverbs 13, verse 18 says, "He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame." If we ignore discipline, we are foolish, because it will only end with our lives in tatters. The trouble is, discipline has negative connotations of rules, of school, of being yelled at or punished, or a list of deprivations, a list of don't do this or don't do that. However, if you talk to any successful sportswoman or man, they will tell you that they train for hours every day in order to win their event. Training develops speed, muscle, and endurance. If we want to achieve our highest potential in any field or walk of life, whether it is as a spouse, a parent, or a business person, if we dream of honouring God in every part of our life, we need discipline. Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 8 says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander or overseer or ruler. Yes, it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest." The point that is being made is that although no one is telling it to work hard and store up food, the ant, because it is disciplined and hard-working, does so. Even though it is small, it manages to store up food to see it through the winter. Verses 10 and 11 of the same chapter say that if you are lazy and lack discipline, then you'll end up poor. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding the hands in rest, and poverty will come upon you like a bandit. Of course, this is not saying we should not rest. Our bodies need times of relaxation and rest. It is merely warning of the dangers of an undisciplined life. The commands and corrections of verse 23 are God's commands. They keep us on the straight and narrow. Verse 23 of Proverbs 6 reads, "For these commands are a lamp, this teaching a light, and the corrections of discipline are the way to life." So think about the different areas of your life. Do any of them require more self-discipline? If so, make it your goal to introduce that today and in the coming months.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.